6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies both on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
Now, we knew it was going to go someplace like this at some point. The story of the Kentucky judge who was shot in his chambers by the former sheriff. New allegations have surfaced linking the late District Judge Kevin Mullins to a sex for favors scandal following the murder in September. Former Lector County Sheriff Sean M. Mickey Steins, accused of fatally shooting Mullins in his courthouse chambers, has pled not guilty to charges of murder and murder of a public official. Audio recordings obtained by News Nation suggested Mullins may have been involved in sexual misconduct within his own chambers. The recording stemmed from an investigation into the former deputy sheriff, Ben Fields, who was convicted earlier this year of rape and sodomy involving a female inmate in 2022, saying, quote, he does have some videotapes of stuff in the judge's chambers, just with girls, sexual and stuff, Sabrina Atkins said in the recordings. Atkins, who has spoken publicly about Fields' alleged abuses of powers, claims to have seen the video involving Mullins. Atkins described the footage to investigators, saying, I seen Judge Mullin having sex with a girl in his office in the judge's chambers. She asserted that Mullins was part of an illicit arrangement granting favorable treatment, including bail in exchange for sexual acts. Atkins' attorney Ned Pilsdorf told News Nation, it's like they were running a brothel out of that courtroom. The allegations date back to 21 when Atkins, under house arrest at the time, informed Fields that she could not afford to pay for her ankle monitor. According to her lawsuit, Fields suggested they could, quote, work something out. Atkins and another woman later filed civil rights lawsuits against Fields in 22, alleging abuse of power. Fields, who was fired by Steins after the lawsuit was filed, pled guilty and was sentenced to 6 months in jail. Steins was also named in the lawsuit for allegedly failing to properly train or supervise Fields. Days before Mullins' death, Steins was deposed in an ongoing civil lawsuit. He denied knowledge of any misconduct. However, Atkins claims implicate both Fields and Mullins in a broader scheme of corruption. Mullins has served as a judge for 15 years before his death. Steins, arrested at the courthouse shortly after Mullins' killing, faces several charges. Despite the mounting allegations, Steins has maintained his innocence. Yeah.
When this story first came out, and I watched the footage of this man walking into the chambers and like having a confrontation with this judge and then the shooting, it was like, okay, this, you can feel the anger and hostility. They're saying there was something to do with his phone and maybe something with his daughter. I just had this feeling that something was going on, that this guy found out and he went to deal with it. That this was just, God damn it, I'm going to go take care of this right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't thinking sexual. And this is just in my brain. What I was thinking was that maybe the judge had something to do with the man's daughter.
Yeah.
And the dad found out and went, oh, fuck this. I'm going to go deal with it. That's what it looked like to me.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I think a lot of people were speculating on, because the daughter was called on the phone. So there was some reason that she was involved in it. Now, what that reason is, we don't know. But hearing these other things about this case, one starts to wonder, or is this all completely separate? Do these allegations against the judge and these stories against the judge have anything to do with why the sheriff murdered him? One would think probably. I mean, it's very, very dramatic. But what is that connection? Or is it just another completely horrible thing? Because I think, I mean, if you're one who goes down roads like this and it's like acceptable to you, one would think you probably go down other roads too if you keep pushing whatever the hell you're doing. Mm-hmm. So maybe there was a completely different altercation or reason for altercation there. We just don't know.
One thing that stuck out to me was this gal under house arrest informed Field she could not afford to pay for her ankle monitor. Is that some, I don't know much about this. Mm-hmm. Do you have to pay for your monitor?
I have no idea. Probably depends on the jurisdiction and how they have it set up.
Oh, geez. It raises so many questions. You know, this is a small county in Kentucky. How many other counties, little small, you know, Mayberry type counties, are there in our nation where this shit goes on all the fucking time?
A lot.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know that. And I don't know if you could just Google this kind of thing. But to me, it seems like having grown up in Minneapolis, you're probably not going to see that. And I'm just going to use some words here from like Hennepin County, which is a huge county in Minneapolis. You're not going to see shit like this going down with, you know,
the more oversight,
couple million people.
Yeah. I mean, the more oversight you have, you know, the less likely you're going to have things like this, where it's basically everything in power or everyone in power. And it's because there's nobody above them and there's nobody below them. And they're kind of the end all be all. So they have incredible power in some of these smaller areas, and they really can rule it in crazy ways where, you know, nothing gets questioned, nothing gets looked at until something really fucked up happens. And then others eventually start looking in and they're going, what the hell is going on here?
The story is going to absolutely explode.
I feel horrible for these families because, I mean, I'm going to assume they didn't know these things were going on. If they're going on, they're all allegations. But if you're like the family of this judge and you think, you know, your father, your husband, whatever, your brother, your son, whatever it is to you, and then and he's dead, and you find out some of this stuff, especially if it can be proven without a doubt.
Yeah.
Like, that's got to be, you know, you're not going to get any closure there. I mean, you have this image of who the person was or who you thought they were, and you find out this whole other thing, and it's just, that's got to shatter you, especially if it's a close person to you, a person that you really trust.
Well, and along that same vein, you know, this today being Monday when this is airing, you know, we will be a couple days in with the United Healthcare CEO that was killed. One thing that struck me, I was lying in bed last night, had a little insomnia, and I got to thinking, there's so much outrage over that story, but people are diving into their personal life now. So this man was murdered outside of a hotel in New York, and he's from Minnesota. And now everybody's like, ooh, did the wife, was she involved in his killing? Because they were separated and they lived in different homes. And did she find out he was up to something? And so it's so weird how all these people seem to allegedly have these secret lives. And when something tragic happens, the public just grabs onto it and starts ripping their lives apart.
Yeah.
It amazes me. Like, what, you know, if you or I had something happen, what would people find and start speculating about, you know?
Well, if you don't have if you don't have secret lives, there's nothing to be found.
I think right. That's, but you know, the people start making shit up. You know,
well, I mean, I mean, it just depends. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that stuff is based on, but yeah, do people make shit up? Sure, but
it's just such a weird thing to observe, because these silent little stories are going on everywhere, mm-hmm. but then all of a sudden a spotlight gets shown on it.
Yeah,
and that's what happened here in Kentucky. This has been probably going on since what 2022. Maybe earlier. And now everybody's got a microscope and we're looking at them. Well, it's just really an odd thing.
Any of these cases that we have where it's involving a smaller department or something, there's usually something up there too. And it's sad and it's scary. I mean, look at over like in, you got Delphi, you got issues there. You got issues over in Karen Reed country and Canton and all of that, and Stoughton and
Murdaugh.
Yeah, I mean, it's all there. There's so many smaller town departments that essentially are bought and paid for by whoever is in power, and maybe not necessarily in power, meaning like politically, just who has the most money in the county and mm-hmm. and who can control some of these things like kingdoms, rather than, you know, but that's. That's how it's always been. Not saying it's right or good, but this isn't anything new, really, when it comes to America and how small towns are run and ruled and ran. And yeah, some are good, some are bad, some are out middle, you know, it's all different.
There was a time in radio where I thought, and I live in a smallish town right now, because I thought that would be a good change from the big metropolitan area I grew up in. And the more I see our stories, the more I'm like, you know, I kind of want to be back where they actually have like a light rail and a bus line. Cause that just means the corruption is just a little bit less and it's more out in the open. You know, the small town bullshit is just starting to get to me.
Yeah. It's, you gotta have an appetite for it. And, yeah, I don't.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in. And then, wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today, Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today, Premium Plus, on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
6 months from now, you could be running a 5K, booking that dream trip, or seeing thicker, fuller hair every time you look in the mirror. Through Hers, you can get dermatologist-trusted, clinically proven prescriptions with ingredients that go beyond what over-the-counter products offer. Whether you prefer oral or topical treatments, Hers has you covered. Getting started is simple. Just fill out an intake form online, and a licensed provider will recommend a customized plan just for you. The best part? Everything is 100% online. If prescribed, your treatment ships right to your door. No pharmacy trips, no waiting rooms, and no insurance headaches. Plus, treatments start at just $35 a month. Start your initial free online visit today at forhers.com/talk. That's forhers.com/talk. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.